Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Dunlow man and, at least boxer, Matthew McCall. Matthew, you're very welcome to Highland Radio Sunday Sport. No doubt still sinking in after Friday night's victory.
Yeah, it's massive. It's still hasn't sunk in. Like, it's been a long time coming, but glad to finally get it.
And it's not just that you won on that particular night. You won your first national senior boxing title. It's not just about that. I suppose it's the performances of you throughout that particular campaign. You were also given the boxer of the tournament.
Yeah, it was four weekends and 4 5-0s, and I don't think I dropped around at all. But like there last night, the final wasn't the best performance at all. It was probably the worst of out of them all. And then, but it was just to get over the line. But the other performances was good now, and I was happy to. Happy to perform as well, but most important thing was winning. And that's what I was for the final. I knew if I was dragged like that, it was coming down to who wanted it. So I was making sure it was going to be mine. So, but to get the best boxer off my first All-Ireland was unbelievable.
And suppose the disappointment of missing out this year, you missed out on another 22 national title earlier than the year. Supposing that disappointment maybe overshadows that now?
Yeah, like I was never really in Irish finals, but then I've been in. That was my fourth there the last night. So the three previous ones, two of them, I thought I should have won, but that there drives you on. Like you have to put that to the back of your head, and that makes you all the more determined, and it makes it all the sweeter to finally get it.
And with that, as you just kind of touched on, was getting tasting the defeat, and obviously the defeat really teed you up for this championship, this finals, and getting every fight, winning every fight so comprehensively. It has to be very refreshing and happy. So delighted to see all that work coming to fruition for you.
Yeah, like it's been a long time coming, and it's a lot of work throughout all the years, like, and it's just them defeats was hard to take at the time, and it was very hard, like, but then makes you dig down even deeper when you get into the final and you make sure that it's not gonna happen this time. You know, it's a great, and then just the relief. It's more relief after the when your name's called in. It was just unbelievable.
And you were fighting Martin Salmon from the Olympic Boxing Club in Galway in the final. Going into that, I know I was speaking to Peter O'Donnell the week beforehand, the Donegal Boxing Chairman, and he felt that you had a great chance.
Yeah, no, I knew that there now that he's a tricky boxer, and he would make it scrappy, like, and he's a southpaw like myself, and that was the first southpaw now I was going to be fighting in these championships. But like I seen glimpses of him in the previous fights he had. He only had two before he got a bye, you see, the first, so I didn't see him the first weekend, but I watched bits of him, and I knew he wasn't as fit as me, or I just knew that determination wasn't in him, and I knew if it was going to be scrappy that I could fight with him and take it on him. Like, so it was usually two southpaws as a tactical fight, but
yeah,
there was nothing too much tactical. It was more of a will of wanting to win, who was going to have it. It was dragged kind of down that way, and he was trying to spoil it a lot, but I just wanted it more and just kept throwing the punches.
Yeah, and that's obviously something your coach would have told you. Don't, if this gets into a scrap, just keep boxing, keep continuing the movement. And suppose that was kind of, you were saying it wasn't really a tactical fight, but suppose you had to be on your guard from that point of view.
Oh yeah, like your tactics is the same with everything. Like you always have a game plan going in, but sometimes that gets adjusted when you're in. Like, but I suppose by myself, I should have kept more to my boxing, but it's when you get in that final and it's, you want it that much, some things go out the window. But no, like when I was up on my toes in boxing, it was working. Like, but when you get dragged into it, sometimes just that's the way boxing goes too. Like when the other man wants to make it scrappy, it's hard to not get dragged into. But it wasn't a fight now that you'd want to watch again and again now. But I was happy I got it done. Like that was the main thing. It was going in and winning it.
Yeah, you don't necessarily care about the performance.
Them other few times that I was in the finals, I boxed well and should have won, but I didn't get it. So I didn't care this time if I didn't perform. as long as I was coming out with the winner's medal, that was mine.
There's a huge sense of relief from your voice, and I know we spoke yesterday and you were going through the cavalcade and everything. What does it mean to people down there, Matthew?
It was just, especially with what's going on, it's just it was unbelievable just to have that relief and just have something positive to coming back here. And it's not only me that's put in hard work, there's a lot of others that have put it in with me, like my family and all that. So it was great to finally get the relief out of that as well. Like it was just unbelievable.
And you were telling me you're up with your grandparents as well, and I suppose the McCall name is very well known throughout the county and throughout Ulster, has a good boxing association. It means a lot to those people as well.
Oh yeah, definitely. There's a lot of us involved in it. It's not just I know I put in the hard work, but there's a lot that goes on that lets me put in the hard work. So they're all involved as well. So it's not just a one man team. Like it's an overall commitment by everyone. Like, and it was just for everyone to enjoy it. It was just I think everyone felt them pain of the last three finals as well. Like, so it was just brilliant to get it.
We hear the levels of training that's been done by footballers and suppose Gaelic footballers in this county, but let's delve into the type of training that you'd be doing on a week-to-week basis.
I train near 6 days a week anyway, and it would be just, I do a lot. Well, I'm out at Ellie's twice a week, and then being at the club by myself, then maybe twice a week, and then the running on top of that as well, like, because it has to be managed with college as well, because that's another side you have to keep up as well. But I try to get it in every day, and just when you get the chance, you have to give it everything and make sure by the end of the training session you can't give no more, because after them finals you don't want to be coming out of another final saying, oh, I could have done this, could have done that, but that was it. But it's, you have to give it everything all the time, and it's not just this year, it's every year that it's been like that. Like, it's not just an overnight thing now, but it's a long time coming. So
yeah, and suppose some people think those victories just come, you know, just come with a couple of years work. Unfortunately, as you've indicated, there have been a lot of work, a lot of hard nights, and suppose a lot of mental toughness as well, Matthew, to keep it going, to keep believing in yourself.
It is very hard now to when it gets knocked back in your face them few times, and it is tough, but it's just, as you have an inner belief just that you have to, it's just something that you have to keep going, and you know yourself that it's going to pay off eventually. And as I say, like, I believe that it was going to be there, and just I didn't think I was given it all for nothing. I knew something had to go right at some stage, and thankfully it did.
And Matthew, suppose you've indicated on the level of training as well, you're going to continue that. Are you boxing this year with the LYT?
Yeah, there'll be college championships after the new year, I think, and hopefully I'll be geared up for them. Last year I wasn't able to get into them, but because of illness, but this year hopefully I'll be in them now again.